No good. Rebound was tracked down by them. Barney with the ball. He gives it to Cheddar at the top. Back to Barney on the left side. Now they feed it inside. It's kicked around. It comes right back out from Dunnick into Ehrlich's hand. And Ehrlich throws it all the way across to throw it up into the bleachers.
That 2-3 zone, every pass to the side is a trap. So, and they were trapping down low on that, and that pass was kind of a panic pass. Diagonal across court, right out of bounds.
And they get it inside, and Nowicki. Nowicki's getting great looks. He just can't get it to fall off the rim there. I mean, he's just missing them there.
Short.
And, they, you know, if he made those two, they'd be up by six here now. But Hubley with the lead, 35-33, just at the start of the fourth quarter here. Cassidy feeds it inside to Zaleski. Zaleski throws it back outside to Cheddar. Cheddar directs him back to the top. This time, Zaleski takes it, almost travels, catches himself to Barney. They swing it around to Cheddar. Now they feed it to Zaleski. Zaleski's covered there tightly by Kaufman. Now it looks like Cheddar wants to take it, but Kaufman's covered him tightly. He's picked up his dribble. Zaleski helps him out. Boom steps into the backcourt. Kruski chases it all the way back and up and lays it off the glass. Extending that lead now, 37-33, and we're going to get a timeout from Kansas City. We'll be back right after this break.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
This is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance Agency at 104 Scott Street in Bad Axe. Let's go over all your insurance needs. Give us a call at Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe, 989-269-9555.
We're back here at Cass City High School. Mary Lee Shock, Sue Schrader bringing you the first round of the Class C District action here. Of course, the winner moves on to play either Sandusky or Harbor Beach, but last we knew, Harbor Beach was pretty much in control. So whoever wins here should be playing Harbor Beach on Wednesday night. Over at USA Bad Axe, we haven't had an update in a while, so I'm not sure what's going on there. They may move on to play Lakers on that side.
This is really a good district. There are some tough teams in this district, and young teams. When you look at Harbor Beach, I thought was young, but when you look at the roster for Hubley, man, they got almost everybody back.
And we'll be bringing you both games on Wednesday night. Our first game will be at 6 o'clock. Our airtime will be 5:40. It'll be Mary Lee Shock and I. We look forward to bringing you the boys' district. And moving on with the teams as they move on to regionals. Cassidy with the ball here now. Cheddar gets it to Barney. Barney feeds it down the court into Orban. Barney splits the defenders at the free throw line. Now back to Orban for the three. No good. Long rebound tipped around there, but it's tipped out to Cassidy, and Barney chased that down, and he gives it up to Cheddar. Cheddar's three no good. Boom chases it down. Boom gets it and has it roll out of his hands, and everybody's on the floor. And good old Len Nowicki gets it, covers it up like he's a football player recovering the football. I don't even think he played football.
September or October again.
I don't know, but he did a good job there to cover it up. Checking out of the game is Morgan Ehrlich coming back in as the big guy Cole Israelson, the sophomore for Cassidy. Ruski brings the ball up, goes to Kaufman on the left side. They feed it into Nowicki at the paint. He feeds it to Leiprandt for three. Leiprandt, three. Nothing like a big guy drilling that three, is it?
He has no height on that at all. It's just a line drive, but
and it's a
right
jump
in the money.
Shot, Coach. It's a jump shot.
He's tough.
It's not flat-footed. I see Kim Lukowski sitting over there. We tried for years to get that girl to jump from outside there. Cassidy loses the ball, a steal by Fozick, or Peruski. Peruski brings it all the way up, loses control, but he gets it out to Kaufman.
Yeah.
Kaufman shot's no good.
I don't think the coach wanted that shot.
And now Dunnick gives it to Orban, and Orban just rushed, and he throws it away. Turnovers both ways here.
And he had a guy in the lane, too, and he would have had choices when he got down here. But
Pickler was over there talking to both guards, Drake and Cleary, getting ready to check back in. And I think he was trying to tell him, you're ahead, not quite rush the ball as much. Leiprandt drives the baseline and then does a hook pass right down into Nowicki. He puts about fed that to Nowicki, and all Nowicki had to do was lay it up and off the glass. 42-33, this is the biggest lead that anybody's had.
Yeah.
It's 5:09.
You've got to take a timeout.
We'll be back right
it
after.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Back here at Cass City High School, where the Cass City Redhawks took a much-needed timeout there as they're trailing 42-33 with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Late in the third period, it's USA 46.
Oh, great shot by the young guy, Israelson.
And he lays it up and off the glass, making it 42-35, and Nate might be the spark they needed. Mark it at 5:09 when Cassidy took that timeout. What nice move by Nowicki there. He come from baseline and made the reverse layup, almost a reverse hook shot when you look at that.
You know, he recognized that he had the young guy that's not real mobile. I mean, he looks like he's still growing a lot. I mean, he had a quicker step, Nowicki did, than Israelson.
They're both pretty skinny out there, but Nowicki made it to the free throw line, and he makes the first one, extending that lead, 43-35. Free throws win the ball games for you, don't they, Coach?
Oh, man. God, don't I know.
And that one, he banked off the glass, and then a high bank. I thought it was going to hit the flat part, but he managed to kiss the glass with that. But wait, when you're 6 foot,
you know
what? Did he come in? 6'5"?
It went in.
If I had that height, I would be so happy.
Oh.
Well, maybe not now with these bad knees, but back in the day, I would have been happy. Cassidy with the ball now. Over in front of their bench is Orban. He gets it to Ketter. Ketter feeds it to the big guy who's double-teamed by Nowicki and by Plant. They kick it back out to Ketter for three.
Oh.
Halfway down. They come back out. And fighting for the rebound is going to be Varney. And
great.
We got a foul on the floor there. I'm not sure who she's calling it on. And it's going to be on number 14, Austin Drake. She's going to get the reach-in foul. I see where she called that.
Okay.
Varney got the ball from Israelson, who tweaked his ankle there when he went down. And when Varney started to drive, Austin Drake tried to pick it from behind. And Austin Drake, right on cue, gets the ball from Dunnick and makes a great play to save it to Boone. Boone feeds it to Nowicki, who's trailing. A nice play to feed the trailers.
Hand layup.
Laid it off the glass, 46-35, man. You run those at every opening practice, 3-on-1, 3-on-2, 3-on-3, 3-man wing,
fast break drill.
And he did it to perfection, man. Austin Drake hung in the air, out of bounds, and got the ball to Booms, and Booms fed a trailing Nowicki there.
Great athleticism, both teams.
And Dunnick comes down on his own right, and he tries to force it up inside, and he gets the foul drawn. And we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Can you imagine being so efficient that you get an extra hour out of your day? What would you do with that extra hour? The possibilities are endless. And just how do you get that extra hour? By heading to your nearest Thumb Cellular office to check out their selection of BlackBerry smartphones. You heard right. Find out why the BlackBerry smartphone is the number one selling smartphone in the United States. Studies show that the average BlackBerry user increases productivity by 60 minutes a day. There's thousands of apps for you to download to make you more efficient at work and to entertain you when you're at play. The best part is, you can now get a BlackBerry smartphone for as low as $49. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8230, a great flip phone with all the power of a BlackBerry smartphone for just $49. Terms of service apply, and it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Back here at Cassidy High School, where the Ugly Bearcats lead 46-35 with 4:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Mary Lee, this has been a great game.
It really has.
And I wouldn't count Cassidy out of it yet.
No, they're a little bit on their heels, trying to make sure they take care of the ball. It looks like they're working for some outside shots more than they're pounding it inside. Hopefully they haven't only resorted to that.
So Dunning's at the line. That last foul was on Brett Cleary. His first shot's up and no good. Rebound into the hands of Leiprint.
Man, you got to make those free throws.
He gives it to Cleary. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame and possibly the season for Cass City here. One of these two teams moves on to Wednesday night, and right away Cass City comes out and is going to go into the foul game by the looks of it.
Well, I think Ubley's probably going to burn clock. I mean, they might as well. Up by 11, 3:55 to go.
Varney gets the foul there on Booms. And now they've got one more to give. Well, no, they don't. That was the last one.